Okay, Rabbi Say, we are today going to learn Bli Neder Sif Chaf Hei through Lamed Dalet. That's nine Sifim. Bli Neder. We have to wait. Last night, Rabbi Freer mentioned the Shaila about someone who fell onto the tracks, the subway tracks, and he got to see, somehow was stuck there, and he made a neder. He probably meant to shua that he's going to give $100,000 to whoever saves him, and someone saved him. A black guy jumped on the tracks and pulled him up, and he said that the newspapers interviewed the guy. He's a hero. He said, "What hero? I have to get to work. And if they're going to run over this guy, the trains are going to be held up for a few hours. Then we get to work late. That's why I pulled him up." You know? $10 an hour, 2 hours, $20. Whatever. We will get to exactly this Shaila in the general terms soon. What we're going to do, I'd like to do Chaf Hei through Lamed Daled, because Chaf Hei through Lamed Daled, which we began last week, are the halachas of Nedarim v'Charamim, a Nedar or a Cherim. The halachas of Nedarim v'Charamim apply b'zman hazeh, but not in practice. First of all, it's not clear who's a tzibur. If one shul puts someone in Cherim, he just goes to the other shul. And so even in practice, if you want to do it, it's not clear. And also because the Jewish people have discovered through experience that in modern times, putting people in Cherim only guarantees that the book will sell better than it would otherwise sell. Because there's a certain Yetzer Hara, even by good people, that when they put something in Cherim, that I'll judge for myself if it deserves to be put into Cherim. And that's why books put into Cherim usually become bestsellers. Nobody else would notice them. And this way they become noticed and enjoyed. Excuse me? You can find the books. They just raise the price because... So at any rate, the practice of Nedarim v'Charamim has come to an end, but the halachis, of course, remain halachis. Sif Chaf Hei, the dinim of the Nedarim v'Charamim, present an extraordinary kula, which is that by neder and cherim, a cherim al das hatzibur does not even require hataras nedarim. We started Chaf Hei last time, but since we're going to learn a lot of mechaber today, we might as well chaperayin and review Sif Chaf Hei. Nedarim v'Charamim shematilin hakohol. When the tzibur puts a public cherim or a neder, loy mikri al das rabim. That's not called al das rabim in the context that it would need the hatara of through a rabim. Af b'yisha amru al das hamokaim, al das hakol. Even though they did it, so to speak, al das hamokaim. How are you going to get God to come down to Bezdin to be matir? Yesh lem hatara b'loy pesach v'charata. Hataras and darim always needs either a Pesach or Charata. Again, Charata, this is the main thing to remember from this whole simon, is that to be made Charata. Charata means my original neder was made because either I wasn't thinking properly, or I didn't know certain information, or I got angry. Charata means originally I was in error. Pesach is something which happened later, something that happens later, but it should have been it could have been anticipated. And had I anticipated it, had I known this was going to happen, I would not have done it. So charata is meikara, that originally I was lacking a piece of information, or I was angry. And pesach is something that happened later. We could say, had I known it would happen, I would never have made the neder. So that's pesach charata. They both need a bezdin to be matir. Not so nedarim v'charamim shel rabim. It's a gezeira of the tzibur, not really a neder. Therefore, the bezdin could be matir for themselves, even if they said a lashon shvuah. Now, till here, there's no machloikis in halacha. In Mishainim, there may be dispute, but in the Paiskim, till here, everything is very clear. I should add, a shachis to Parshas HaShvua, in Ayin Vav, in the Bir Agra, someone I think pointed out last week, Kosev Rashbat, She'enu Yeluka Mecherim, Mecherim Atirim Me'atzman, Sharei HaShvatim, Kishamatsu Yosef, Itiru Atzma Mecherim. So the Gran Ayin Vav says that the Shvatim will apparently put a Cherim on revealing that Yosef was not dead and had been sold to Mitzrayim, and now they were going to go back to Yaakov Avinu and violate the Cherim and tell them that Oid Yosef Chai. So please. He didn't know they were alive because they were Agolim. I knew they were alive because Yosef sent Agolim. Who's Yosef? Yosef is alive. From wagons alone, I don't think he would have realized. Except for Ruach HaKadosh, I don't know. So Lamaisa, these things are mutter. Cherem al das Rabim, even al das Hashem, is mutter that Tzibur could be matter it on their own. There are Rishainim who don't agree with this. Big Rishainim, the Rajba and the Rivash and Taisvis. But Lamaisa, Wimhekel, all the Gedali Ashkenaz, Rashi and Taisvis, and the Rosh Amekel, and the Ran among the Gedali Svarad Amekel, and that's the halacha that it's mutter. Now, I want to explain why it's mutter, but I want to first finish the Mechaber. Mechaber goes on. V'chei, im hisnu beferish lo yuchlu lahatirai. They said beferish, no one is allowed to be matter this neder. Or they made a dead there, our das communities that are far away. These are huji things that they used to do to show their seriousness in the cherem. If they made a beferish tonight, then they need to be matanedeb. And if they did this tonight beferish, the mechaber holds it has no atara. And even on that, the Ramah says, Yeshayimrim, a fill of wisdom beferish, shaloya ele atara, a fill of hachi, yechayim lazel atirai. As they made a cherim on anybody who's matan neder, you hear this? They made a neder das rabin, and then they made a cherim on anyone that's matir this neder. What do you do? Rabbi says no problem. Matirin cherim ha'achrin tchila. First you matir the cherim that you shouldn't be matan neder, and after kach matirim cherim harishin, and then you go back and you matir the first cherim. What we have here really is a set of rules which look like Nedarim and Ataras Nedarim and really are not. The idea of Cherem HaTzibur, even B'lashon Neder and Shvua, is according to the Minhagei HaKehilais. The meaning was that they wanted to make Takonis, like nowadays, every once in a decade they make the mistake of trying to make Takonis. If you make a Takonis, you have to talk during davening. It would work like a charm. Suddenly everyone would be quiet. You know, every time they make a takonis, so there's an uproar. So who has a kayak to make takonis? So once upon a time, the cherim was a way of enforcing the takonis. So it was really the lush of the rush. It was like, bo elo la'ayim. They came la'ayim to frighten the people and to make them be serious about it. But it doesn't really mean dinei nedarim, and it doesn't have hilchos nedarim, and that's why this has an extraordinary kula. Now you have to understand this yisoid because they are nafkaminis. When the tzibur makes a cheirim and a neder, it's chal. That's not the issue. When the tzibur makes a cheirim, it's chal. However, the way out of it, which normally would need Ataras Nedarim, here does not need Ataras Nedarim. The way out is that the Tzibur themselves backtracks and says, okay, Ad Kan, from now on, it's not in the interest of the Tzibur to continue with this neder that we made. Okay, that's the case. Just a case in point, which we'll discuss later, Nigris Maisha. A Tzibur made a Kabbalah, Belash Neder, that they'll always have at least two Shaistim. Very dangerous for Kehila. This tshuva was written in 1925. It's interesting. Ramesh was 30 years old, and he was paskening these shaylas at that time. Tzibur had been mekabel on themselves never to go with less than two shaykhtim. If you have one shaykhtim, it's a big yetzahara to overlook things you're not going to meet. To always have two shaykhtim. And now they became a poorer community. They didn't have enough customers for meat, and they wanted to be matir. Now, we're going to get to a discussion of it. It has to do with Sifchav Ches, but the underlying idea, this is a good illustration, when they were makabal to have two shaykhtim, it was the Lashon Neder and Chayrim was made, the Rosh says, La'ayim es hatzibur, to make it serious to everybody who's there. It's a serious thing. We're not suggesting, we're enforcing it. But it was never meant to go into the halachis of Nedarim and Shavuos. It was meant to be al das takonis hatzibur, and therefore the tzibur without ataras nedarim, the tzibur could just say ad kan, and now we don't want this takon anymore. It's no longer in the interest of the tzibur. You need the whoever the Zion Tovei Yair, whoever are the leaders of the community, to back off from it. But once they do, it's not Hataras Nadar.
So notice if this Shulchan Aruch wanted to have an all-son Nusach Ashkenaz.
Well, we have to decide what Nuschais are, but there was never a Chayrim and a Neder. Here we're talking about they said a Lashon Neder and Chayrim, and still you could back off from it. Still a person could back off.
It's possible for the Rebbe to reconsider.
Well, we never made a Chayrim and a Neder, so it's a separate issue, but it's not this issue.
It's exactly the same notion that was used in the singular by him.
We're going to talk later when the Tzibur did it, and all the individuals in the Tzibur said it themselves. So we're going to have to understand now that's what they do it.
What is Tzibur? Is that over here or the Egbert?
It's a good question. What's Tzibur? And we're going to have to try to define Tzibur. But Tzibur is. The tumul is whether a family is also a tzibur or you need a tzibur. The way we understand, the way we paskin, a tzibur, l'halacha, a tzibur is a community. It has a shem tzibur. So it's a group of people who come together and form a kahal. They daven together, they make a mikveh together. They do things that are tzibur.
Separate,
not in Brooklyn, because people have it here and there and everywhere. So hard to know what's called members. To see them still have kihilas, because somebody and I'm saying there are plenty of rebelist chassidim also, but the chassidim will follow a rebbe. Generally, the Babiv or the Satmar or the Babiv 45th Street or Babiv 48th Street, but it means something. Does it see that part of it, Seymour? What? You can, but until you do, you have a tzibur. You can always make another tzibur. So Ramesha writes in his tshuva, this has nothing to do with the Gedolim Menem B'chachma B'minyan. Ramesha in that tshuva, the two shaykhtim, Anaf Yud, the last Anaf, the Shoyal thought that you need another. Bezdin Gadol Menu. What this comes from is the Gemara in the first parak in Beya. The Gemara says that if a gezeira was made on Klal Yisrael, Bezdin can't be matir that neder and Elam Ken Gadol Menu b'Chachma u'b'Minyan. Chachma is Chachma. I don't know how you judge that. And Minyan, the Machlokes of Minyan is Minyan al Talmidim or Minyan Hadayanim. It's a little hard to understand why Minyan Hadayanim should matter, but. There is such an idea. So Ramesha writes there in Anaf Yud that's when they make a gezeira, that someone wants to undo the gezeira, but it doesn't apply to Tekanas HaKahal. Tekanas HaKahal is al das kein. This whole sif is based that needs of a kahal change. needs of a cultural change. People don't realize it. When people feel a certain matzav in life, they don't realize that things change, and they're makabel things without their eye to the future. Whenever people are makabel to fast Mondays and Thursdays, everything, whenever they're makabel to fast tainis of every Yom Kippur cotton, they don't think that someday they hope to be 80 years old, it'll be harder for them to fast. You know, no one ever thinks they're going to get there. Or they think they'll get there and they'll still be jogging, you know, 10 miles a day. But it's a short-sightedness of human beings. We live in the present. That Kabbalists and the Dharma made without the realization that someday it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's the machlaikis im hisnu beferish al yuchel lahatir. That's the machlaikis mechaber amah. If they say more than that, whether it's chal, and the mechaber holds it is, the ramah holds it's true sarosh, and even that's only la'ayin. If we know that they meant it, it would be different, but that's why. If you look in Shach Pei, he says it bekitzer. He's going to ramah, which is your case. Shach Pei says, Afilu hisnu, that they're not going to be matir. So tishach chol ma'isit tzibur hava, kilu hisnu came etchila. Yu'ef shagam la'arashim, omru, adas rabim, adas kilu sarachai, kes ein lahem atara. It will be clear that they meant more than a normal tekones tzibur, then wouldn't have atara. Dasa mechaber shagam arash, ein yachay lakasvar yishayna, ma'ashakaz afilu hisnu yachay lazal atira, ayhainu ayidei shayla. So the Mechaber Shita, the Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah. The Ramah is Matir straight out. The Mechaber who answers is saying that you need a Torah. He's answering to unilaterally be Matirid, but not. So in Sif Lamed Aleph, it says, Halchan Acharayv. We're going to have in Sif Lamed Aleph, which I hope to get to.
But
it's Hilchas Nedarim. We're really concerned here with the Nedar aspect. It is mentioned later in Yeridah. Before Hilchas Avelus, there's a section on Hilchas Cheirim V'Nidui. But here it's not talking about that. What do you mean?
All the laws are passed. Ordinance, zoning, the stoplights, you have to follow speed limits, noise at night. The same thing here, right?
I am. The question is if it applies to stoplight. But there's no neder echerim. It's a takona without neder echerim. This is talking about neder echerim. Yes. Sifchav Ches. We'll get Sifchav Ches, okay? I want to get there in a moment. I just want to point out that Gra Ayin Vav appears to Shaini Alakum Echerim Canal. Mechirim atir miyatzma sheshot shematzu itiru zeraya. No, I don't know. Sorry, I thought the grow was like the mechaber. Which grow? I'm sorry, grow ayin ches. I wanted to look at grow ayin ches. Goes out the ramah again. There was a mechikas mechaber ramah where they say in the chirim that. They're not going to be matir. So he brings the Mekil, Kengot Shuvah Sarash, Va'al Karchav Palag Asfar Rishayna, the Asfar Rishayna Tzarech Shelas Chacham, Shayne Kishach Haramis, Kabashtas Shulchan Arach, Dolay Kishach, Lusfarosai, Afilo Adas Rabin, Matirim Ba'atzmon, Balay Atir Eschatam, Vedaitai, Shekoshe Sifu, Hakolay Yadaitam Ke'en Cherem. So the Shita of this Mekilim is that everything is included in the Das HaTzibur, it's just a way of enforcing the Chayim. Then the Gra says, Avol, Roiv Paiskim Chayokim, Komasom Shulchan Aruch, like the Mechaber, Bayim Beis Yosef. So he sounds like, we had the rule I told you from the Igros Chazainish, that when the Gra brings people who argue, and he says, Avol, when he says, Deloi Kedas, then he means to pass it to first Shita. It says Avol, he needs to pass like the second Shita. Which means that it sounds like the Shita Sagra is like the Mechaber, that when they said Beferish, that we're not going to be, that we're making a Chayrim, and we're not going to revoke the cheirim. They said beferish lo yuchlo la'atirai, or they said adas kilos or rechaykais. So in those types of situations, a person is unable, the tzibur is unable to revoke their words. So now there's one more nekuda here, which I'd like to hit on my own. Why are we saying, let's say the tzibur gets together, makes a cheirim, say beferish, we're making a cheirim, and we know that halach is the tzibur could revoke it. We're making a cheirim that no, we're not going to revoke it. No one should revoke it. The cheirim are people who revoke it. So what's the reason we're saying that you could revoke it? Because it's understood. That's what the tzibur does. It's just a way of being ma'ayim on their takanas. Today, where there is no understood, we don't make takanas. Today the tzibur, there's no such thing in our lifetime. The tzibur has never made a new takana that was in our communities that held any water. In the Chassidish communities, it's happened. I mean, inspired them a little bit, but I think they made a takana in Satmar. No more diamond rings for engagements. They used the fake. They made a takana, so it's stuck. It's stuck because it's a sensible takana. Once it's a takana, everyone does it. Try that here. Nobody. We can't do it. So my point is a halacha, that maybe in our communities it may change. The whole heter is al das keg. When the tzibur makes a cheir, they do it like all haramim that the tzibur could revoke. But today, when we live in communities, there's no such al das keg. Because in our lifetimes, you've never heard of any type of takonis that had any meaning to it. Because takonis don't fit. So memela in our communities, it would seem to be a chumrah. You can't say if there was such a metzias that the tzibur made a cheirim on something. You say they did al das kein like every time they make a cheirim. What every time? They never make haramim anymore. So now I don't know if the Ramo would be mekel. It could be that bismana bismaneinu. Even the Ramo would be vaida to the mechaber and the gra. And you can't just be matter a cheirim, you would need the Hataras Nadarim would still work. But you can't just be matter a cheirim.
But Mimon Shaka won't work.
Why is it worse than any other Hataras Nadarim?
It's not worse. He means without Hatara. He means. No, he says, Veda Nitak Shacharam. He's El Al Yedei Shaila. He just says, Im Hukra Mehudar Al Das Rabim in Lay Hatara. So it's a regular neder, and every regular neder, Al Das Rabim has no Hatara, and Stama does have Hatara.
So,
again, if they make a Cheirim, has Dine Charamim, it could just be stopped. If they make it with such a Lashin that Lo Yochel Atirai, so then it gets bumped up, it becomes a neder. When it becomes a neder, if it's done Al Das Rabim, it has no Hatara, and if it's done Stama, it has Hatara. Only with that Torah.
But you said they could never make it, so we know it's nothing. But if they could make it, then obviously they could make it. So then back to the square one.
You're too sharp for me this morning.
Because they never ever will do it.
I said nowadays no one does it. So if you say things, you really mean it.
But if they do it today, then we see people can do it. So maybe it goes back to
square one. I didn't say they can't. I said they don't.
Oh.
Okay, they don't. So maybe there's no al das the way I always do it. What? They have a chayr. The Syrians have a kila, and the Satmar has a kila, and Babav has a kila, but the rest of us don't have a kila. We do whatever we want. You go here, you go there, you know. That's all. You know what? It's my simple chol yom. You know, someone gets angry at the rabbi and he goes down somewhere else. And he even makes a chayrim. He just turned his nose the wrong way, except here, of course, where it never happened. But what? You know, Keely, you never feel part of Keely. You got a daven, so you go to daven. They change davening time from 8:30 to 8 o'clock. You go somewhere else. It's not, there's no sense of Kehila. All right, look, it's a matter of my opinion. Whatever it says here, it's my opinion, is that there's no Keely, at least in Brooklyn and New York in 2017, there's no Keely. Yes. Okay, I'd like to. Yes? Pelegesh Begiva. Which way is it a raya? Which way is it a raya for Pelegesh Begiva? It's a right to mechaber that. That you can't be. Because what were they matir? They said, it said, Ishmi menu layite. So Ishmi menu, but our children themselves can do it. That was the heter. Vice versa, said they said, the reverse says this. Had they said, Ishmi menu ubaneinu, then it would have been chali. It's a right, you can't be matir from there. It's a right that you can't just undo it. Yeah. It's a right, it says. Now, that case of Pilegish Begiva is Sifchav Ches. So we have to get to Sifchav Ches. And give me a minute, just if you know, is there something quick? It's a whole joke. I know. There were kehilas. In Germany, there are kehilas. Not only that, the government recognized the kehilas put a cheirim in Germany, and they put a knast. You could call the cops and collect. You call the sheriff. In Germany, the kehilas had certain power, and that's why it was important for Shashal for Hirsch to pull out of the regular keel of the in there. They did have power, and the Vada Barosis had a lot of power. There were such times in history. It's gone, it's over. Chavav and Chavzayin just explain Chavhei. Again, a cherim of its sibor is not a neder, and they can be matter it without a Torah. And therefore, Chavav, a nidre tzibah nitarim, elamikan alaba, avalay al mashaavar. Even though we said that nidarim, Achal, when you matin there, chachamegas guy is it's like a mafreya, but not so by a cherem atzibur. Cherem atzibur is not a taras nedarim. It's not chal a mafreya. It's chal mekan alabos. So they made a cherem that whatever it was, they should have only a shef with two sheichdim, and then they decided to undo it. So till today, the cherem stands, and from now and on, it's revoked. The same thing chav zayin. Even if the reason for the cherem did not disappear, even if originally said that takana is for 20 years, but you can pull it back, and again, the peybe is in the shach, mishum, shacharam, emelu, ki'ilu, it's understood that it's done in the normal way, like, right? And more, the halach is when that matir neder, we said if somebody makes a neder that it should start at a certain time, so there was a machlokes rishayim, some rishayim held that you can't be matir till this man comes, but here you could. Plus, Ramah, Yechayl Nahatir Kitsasai Ulaniya Kitsasai. We didn't have this yet. By the Dorim, there's a Geshmaka Kula, that Neder Shehutta Miktsasai Hutta Kula. If you make a Neder, and you have a Pesach to open up one little bit of the Neder, Neder Shehutta Miktsasai Hutta Kula. If a Neder is partially Mutta, then it's Mutta Tori. Someone made a Neder. And for some reason, he can't keep it on Shabbos. And he has a Pesach. Shabbos, it's hard for him. So then, once you're matir for Shabbos, he can be matir for... The whole neder falls off. Neder shutam in sasa yuta kulay. That's the din of Nidarim. Not so by Charamim. Because by Charamim, it's not a Taurus Nidarim. So we have here, how many exceptions? Chavav and Chavzayin. That it's not Lamafreya. A Taurus Nidarim is Lamafreya. A cherem atziba is not lemefreya. It's loy botla hasiba means you don't have a pesach. You can still be matir. And number three, after the loy bar's mat, normally we're not matir. Here we can be matir. And number four, yichayin lahatik tzasei ulaniyak tzasei, because this is not a sugya of hataras nedarim. This is a sugya of cherem atzibor. And Mamela, it has a whole different set of rules. So till here is a rather simple idea. It's a chiddush, but it's a rather simple thing. Chav Ches is where it becomes a little confusing. Im ha'isa haskama geder l'rabim, o'siyag l'tayru l'dvar mitzvah, if the cherim wasn't stam a cherim at Sibur. Make a cherim, no diamond rings, only the other rings. That's a community benefit to take off financial pressure. That's nothing to do with any specific mitzvah. What happens if the cheirim had to do with a mitzvah? It was a siyog to a mitzvah. If I say askam a geder l'rabim, a siyog l'toyr l'dvar mitzvah, einam yichaylam lahatir, then this rule falls off. V'chein v'neder shal schaik. So we won't get this, but neder shal schaik, there were communities that made nedarim against different sport types of things. Billards, it's mentioned, the Aruch Shulchan writes, they made it tzkaris, playing billards or playing chess or gambling we understand better, Misaf Bekuvia, all types of schaik, which was seen culturally as compromising. There were times that haramim were made. They were made into siyog. Today, chess is already from the better outlets that people have. It's hard for me even to understand why not. So chess at least is good for the mind. It does something useful. But okay. So the point is, nidrei schaik, nidarim against schaik, it's easier to just say gambling. Schaik is gambling, and it's mezach b'kuvia. Okay, but at any rate, the point is not what the neder is. The point is a neder l'rabim, a siyag l'tayra, that has its own set of rules, and that has the full fledged rules of what? So the kayach hatzibur to matir doesn't apply. The kayach of a yachid is simin reisha dalid. There's a separate simin on a neder that a yachid makes as a siyag. So we're going to assume now, at least for our initial discussion, that we're talking about something that could be that a yachid could be matir. And nevertheless, the tzibur here can't be matir. And I guess one of the examples would be the Ramesh's case. The Ramesh's case of a neder to have at least two shaykhdim, which is a siyag for kashrus. And what? If they made a takon, is it kanas hatzibur? Where's the kanas hatzibur? I mean, there's a gzeres rabbanon and something else. Talking about when one tzibur makes its own siyag, that's what we're talking about here. But if a tzibur made its own siyag, it would apply. What? A takana de rabbanon that Kla Yisrael made, we don't make today. You know, but the Rishayim still we find some takanas. But after the Rishayim, we don't find a takana on Kla Yisrael that took hold. Very few. Very few takanas that really had any tekivas. There are certain things that people don't realize are relatively recent hanhugis and siyagim. But then basically things that individuals have no control over. There were certain siyagim that were made, even Ramesha made certain siyagim that were makubal by Klal Yisrael. I don't think today anybody could, because either he's too, if you're a machmir, so no one else can be a makam. Chazainish tried, but everyone said, oh, that's Chazainish, you know. Ramesha said chumris, so it was makubal. Ramesha made, for example, a takana to check intestines of chickens before, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about checking the intestines. There's no halacha you have to check for treifus by a chicken. Ramesha said that you have to check the intestines, and everyone's naive. I went to Eretz Yisrael, I thought Eretz Yisrael they'll be mekel. Eretz Yisrael also they check the intestines of the chicken for treifus, which is a chiddush because it's not common to have. Problem. The intestines can have a problem. The chicken ate something sharp, and it can make a hole in the intestines. So what they do today in the shechita houses is they run their hands down the intestines to feel for anything sharp or hard in the intestines. You've been a chicken shechita. You saw it. Absolutely. You just didn't notice. But they remember they pulled it out and it hangs on the line. Why they hang on the line? Because that's part of what they do. Is they check it. Well, it keeps on moving. If the sheikh sneezes, he misses a chicken. That's the way it is. You know, it just keeps on moving down the line. And So you know, that's something that really took on the thing. But you see, that's because it's not up to you and me. It's up to the people in the Ashgacha business. And they accepted it. They were makabel to do it, and they do it. And like I said, even Eretz Yisrael, where I didn't expect that Ramesh's word should reach, it could be one of the Eretz Yisrael said it as well. I'm not familiar. What?
The reason why
they
have
because a Cherem at Tzibur has that kayach of a Cherem at Tzibur. The Tzibur has that kayach to make a takana, to make it. It's like a minik akol that has to keep this, like waiting 6 hours. You keep him out there waiting 6 hours. You know, we wait 6 hours. It's a separate halacha that the minik toiv has. Let me give you a little bit of background on Kabbalah Sarabim. The Ramban, the Tshuvas HaRamban, it says here on the side, the Makar for Sifchav Ches, says Rivash. I'm in the same place. It says Rivash. Does anybody bring? Okay. The Rivash brings from Pilegesh Begiva. He happens to bring from Pilegesh Begiva. They said Ishmi Menu. Had they said Ishmi Menu Levaneinu, that it would have been Chal. The Ramban writes that all of Kabbalah Satira and the Kimu V'Kiblu of Purim, it's all a Kabbalah Satzibur, which obviously has a Taika Fladiris derived from Kabbalah Satira. I don't get that much, because God commanded. But anyway, he says it anyway. Now, the Shaila is, what about a Kabbalah HaMishpacha? So there's a Gemara, I think it's a rather famous Gemara, I'll read it to you, in Psachim Daf Nun Amid Beis, and the gather of this Gemara needs explanation. B'nei Baishan, famous thing, B'nei Baishan, the family, it sounds like a family. Nog Dolei Hava Azlim Mitzur Letzidain B'mali Shavta. They didn't travel. Tzur Letzidain is Tyre to Sidon. If you look at a map of Lebanon, on the map, they look pretty close to each other. So the B'nei Baishan, Nog Dolei Hava Azlim Mitzur Letzidain B'mali Shavta. Asu Banayu, the next generation came, Kameid Rav Yechanan. Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yechanan, Avosin Efshalu. Our Avos, they were wealthy. They were able to do it. It seems the Yom HaShuk was in, Rashi says, Yom HaShuk shall tzidayim be'erev Shabbos. So there's a reason to go. So they could afford it. Anan, lo Efshalu, we can't afford it. So Omar Luhu, Rabbi Yechanan said to them, Kivar Kiblu Avisecha Malayam. Your Avos are already Mekabel, Shenema, Shema, B'nibos, Ravicha, Titesh, Teresimecha. Two das, end of sugya. They said, I can't help you because it's a Kabbalah already that the B'nai Baishan made. So the Gemara is saying that once there was a Kabbalah, a tzibur that makes a cheirim can be matir a cheirim. The answer is, it was siyag for Shabbos that they didn't travel to Yom HaShuk on Erev Shabbos. This is the sugya HaGemara. What's the kasha that the Achreinu will ask? Alright, so a siyagat tzibur, it doesn't work. Why should we learn from here? You can't be matan neder. It's a good Pesach. The neder was made because we were wealthy. We didn't need the Yom HaShuk. Today we're not wealthy. We do need it. So the early Achrayim asked this kasha. In the Karban Esanel and the Marashdam, they say, it's a raya from here, Ein Loi HaTorah, that this type of a neder, it can't be matir, and that would be the halacha according to them, that you just can't be matir.
What was their reason? Did they want to be matir neder? I mean,
they're saying you can't. A siyag, you can't. So according to them, according to the Karban Esanel, this is a halacha, that if you make, if your avos made a siyag, you can't be matir. Now the Prichadash Tuf Tzadik Vav. Tuf Tzadik Vav talks about Minag Avisenu B'Yadeinu B'Yom B'Dinei Yatu Sheni. The Prichadash brings the Karban Esanel. He calls the Marash Dam actually. He says, Pella, look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, of course Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says what they say. That Ein Loi HaTorah. And Yerushalmi says, what? Kol Shekein She'en V'Torim. What they have to keep what their parents kept. Their parents could have been matir neder. The ones who made the neder were not traveling Erev Shabbos, and they became poor. They can be matir it. So Yerushalmi says that you should be able to be matir neder. So Yerushalmi says the way the Prichadish explains it, that this din is a din on the next generation because they themselves continued the neder. So when they started to not travel Erev Shabbos, they sort of hung their hats on their Avos's neder, and that's the reason it has no Hatara, according to the, I don't know if it's learning into the Karban Saddle, but this Mahalach holds, it has no Hatara when you're Nimshach after the Minik Taiv that your Avos did. Now, that's Shita A, that's the first Shita in the topic. Now, the Chavos Yoyer,
I don't understand. The parents could
Material
neder?
That yes, the parents, that's the kasha. That's what I understand. Yeah, I understand. So the children also are sort of aldas avoseyem. It's just the others were never matir, they're not matir.
When are the children supposed to do it?
What?
When are they supposed to do it? Before bar mitzvah, they can't do it. So, on his bar mitzvah, they, by the way.
It's a very good question. In Siman Reish Yudal, there's a klal. Rav Moshe quotes in the few tshuvas that if you started to keep something because you thought you have no choice, you thought it's Ikar Adin, and you find out later that it's only a chumra, or you find out later that you could have been matir, then that kabbalah is not a kabbalah. It has to be that they understood that they're taking it on themselves. So that's true. What? But that's not talking about mitzvah. Chav Ches is adding to what it said before. Yeah. Why? I guess what they mean is maybe that the tzibur could have been matter then. It's a dvar mitzvah. So that's what I said. We have to learn Reish Yudalid. It's a tusif simin. It has the gedarim of when you can be matir neder for dvar mitzvah. So I started now by saying, we're not learning Reish Yudalid. We're talking where alts Reish Yudalid you could have been matir neder, and which there are cases like that. And where there you could, that's where the shayla.
That
what?
So that case will not
necessarily
be
the again, where there you can be matir, Chav Ches is saying that if it's not das hatzibur, then you can.
Why can't they be matir? If their parents could have been matir, then we have to start it. So they're exactly in the same position as their parents.
They accepted it.
If their parents did it, they could be matir, then if they did it, they should also be able to be matir.
Okay, I hear the taina. The second shita is Taka the Rivash himself. The Rivash himself says that it is possible to be matir neder atzilchus nedarim. The Kamalash Nagabar Rabbi Yechanan said al titesh teres imecha. He didn't say it atzilchus nedarim. He said al titesh teres imecha, and that's why this halacha applies. Now this creates a bit of a confusion. The Chavos Yoyer in the Tshuva says it can't be al titesh teres imecha means you have to keep all of your father's chumris. Because somebody, he gives examples. He says somebody has a father who is a big tzaddik, and he fasts Mondays and Thursdays. You know, he davens for sikkim every day. Such people in the world, or he does other things that he does that the chassidim and shemaisa do. That it's nice b'chol yom. People have right. Okay, good. So it can't be that the din of Altitesh Teres Imecha is an absolute rule, and therefore the Chavos Yoyer is Matzmiya. However, the Chazai Nish in Hilchos Shviyos, he has a small piece on this topic in this Siman Yud Ches, I think it's Sivkat and Dalit. He says that we're not talking about a family, we're talking about a tzibur. A family, you have episodes either that he fasted Mondays and Thursdays, or he took on certain chumras. But it's tzibur. If it's tzibur did it, it means it's the intention for the hamoinam to do it. And therefore, what comes out is basically when the tzibur was makabel together, and somebody is a part of that tzibur, and he started to be naive with them, that's the case where you're stuck. You have to keep on, you have to follow. Okay? That's the bottom line.
Father and his sons start keeping
it. It's not a tzibur. Father says it's not a tzibur. So the question, what's a tzibur? So I guess they, I'm not sure, but I think it means they do tzibur dika things. A tzibur has a shul, or builds a mikveh. They have tzibur dika activities that take place. They have a b'kachaylim, they have a gemach. They have to have the configuration of a tzibur in that regard. That's my
understanding. For his family, not for his family.
All right, so Sif Chav Tes talks about it. Let's see Chav Tes quickly. To the Das of the Tzibur. So his question is a family a Tzibur? If they're Machnia, I don't know. Let's see Sif Chav Tes, which is a Hemshech. Certainly they consider themselves a Tzibur today because of the demographics of the neighborhood. They've spread out. But if you're part of the Tzibur, you're part of the Tzibur. It should be that way. There are things that they do because that's the way they did it. And what about leaving? Sif Chav Tes is leaving. It could be it's a place. It's not clear it's a place. Chazanish is saying that it's a place and not a mishpacha. That's what Chazanish is saying. Now, Sif Chav Tes, Yesh Mishaimer, Shimkal Echar also Askama Becheirim L'migda Milsa. You live in a community. So you live in Satmar and you can't do diamond rings. Or better, this is L'migda Milsa. They did something as a Harchaka. Baholchu P'tzasam Li'er Acheres Lador. And people moved elsewhere. They died to Mazar and they don't plan to move back. So they live, let's say, in Broya's community or in Satmar, in a place where there's a Kihila. And they move and they don't plan to go back. Is that something that now becomes mutter? So it depends. Ima pirtzahi mitzuya sham. If it's siyag for an iser. So if the iser for which they made a siyag is found in the second place, chayav alisnai begeda shekimlu aleihem bi'ira marishayna v'mavru hariyem avaryanim. So let's take an example. It's hard to take a good example of a siyag, but let's say you're in a community where they made a takana. You can only have two shaystim, and so you're eating in a community where they only have two shaystim. You move to another community, and they have only one shaychit. Could you eat from their meat? So it depends. If the reasons for the takana exist in the second community, so then you're bound by your original Kabbalah. If the reasons don't apply, then you don't. L'chein, Dr. Ramah, Mishayatza Mamakim Shanar Chai Rabbeinu Gershim, Shalisa Beis Nakshim, Lavakim Shemakilin. Let's say we have Chai Rabbeinu Gershim. So let's say you move to a place, to a Syrian community, where they don't have Chai. You move to Deal. Deal is a Sephardic community. So you move there. Lavakim Shemakilin. Still, also like Lisa Beis Nashim. Apparently, the understanding is whatever the reason for the takana was, it still applies. And the Mela, the Isser, the Chayrim of the Tzibor, still applies. So that's what he's saying. It's a Torah reason. Not to marry two women. All right, so I guess that's called the Siyag, whatever the takana was. So this is the. So this is this concept, and the bottom line every time has to be sorted out. Ramayshin is true about the two shaystim. It's very interesting. Ramayshin starts; he has the lashon of the Kabbalah. So he starts off saying, "Well, they made a neder never to have less than two shaystim." So first thing in the tshuva is. Shmua b'lashon neder. Everybody messed up. Every single tshuva on the topic. First, he says, they made a shmua b'lashon neder. I told you once, shmua is I'm not going to do something. Neder is to asa something. This is asa to me like hegdish. So the first thing Rabbi Shah writes in the tshuva is that the tzibur's Kabbalah was a Kabbalah of neder b'lashon shmua. That's the first thing he says. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, which we're going to get to our arichas of it next week. So Sofer writes the following case. He has a tzibur that put up a building. And Beizvad Lekahal. They made a public building. And V'nimtza ha'etek b'pinkos. In the community ledger it's written, Kimu v'kimlu aleihem v'azaram. V'neder al das rabim. Vardas Akreitz. I don't know what Akreitz stands for. The Chayrim Shalai Yerushus Biyad Shum Echad Ashiya B'chol Hashanim B'chol Hazmanim Limkar Oy Lahachlif Habayis Anal. Nobody could sell or exchange this building. Aydei Shum Aram Shabayilam. You can't like keep title and let someone else do things. No tricks. Im lo yeh isat tzayrich, it has to be such a big need, asheyia hechruch licha sefer Torah mehechel. It has to be such a great need that they would take the sefer Torah from the hechel. So in other words, basically, this is the short-sightedness of people. They're putting up this building, it's forever, and cheirim, that it's never going to be sold, it's never going to be exchanged, kilu, the building is going to last forever. V'atah, now some sefer writes, atah rov nei hakol limkor habayis, limnos bayis acher tachtav. The letter has reasons. So what's his first thing in all these tshuvas? The first thing is, they made a neder, a shvua, a lashon neder. You would think that Zebra is smarter than that, no? They made a shvua, a lashon neder. A neder, they're not going to sell. At least the people here Sunday morning know that now, right? A shvua is I won't do something. A neder is a chefzer shebekam aser. Once it's a gavra, once it's a chefzer. Yeah. So they did, I don't know, maybe they purposely did it just to fool everybody. So some sefer here goes into an arichus on a few topics, which we'll get back to. Neder v'lashon shvua, we know midrabbanan needs hatara. And he goes into whether a neder b'ksav has a din of a neder, k'siva k'dibur dami or not. And that's sort of a second arichus on the topic. However, there's one nekuda he talks about that I want to talk about, and I simply said when I said we'll finish Talavid Dalid. Otherwise it would be Adas HaTziv, or it would be a Shvua B'Lashon Neder, right? But okay. But what I do want to mention to you is there's a halachic musig of a tzibur. Some sefer talks about it. You all know that to be Matan Neder you can't make a shliach. We've discussed this. Matinede, you have to go yourself, except
a husband for a wife,
you should take a group. But otherwise, you can't make a shliach at Taras Nedarim. So some sefer says, in this case, that the tzibur can be matinede. Now, you can't be matinede your own neder. So you have here a city of 10,000 people, and now they have to be matinede. They can't make a shliach. And they can't make a shliach, and they also need a Taras Nedar from someone outside the city. So you got to get all 10,000 people to go rent a stadium or Madison Square Garden and go be Matan Neder Barabbim. So Sefer writes to Yisayid. This Yisayid is found in a number of places that the Tzibur is its own Musig Bifnei Atzmai. The Tzibur is like a Chativa onto it. It's a single Chativa. The source in Mishnayis for this is in Mishnayis Shkalim, where the first parak it says Ben Bukhri holds Kayanim don't give Matzis HaShekel. Why? Listen carefully. The halacha is a mincha, a carbon mincha, how much gets burnt? Michas Kayin is called talk, that's totally burnt. If a Kayin is a shutif in a mincha, you have 10,000 shutfim, and one's a Kayin, it's Kulai Kalu. So Ben Bukhri says Kayanim can't give to carbon tzibur, because then the menachis have to be kulay kolot tochter. It has to be totally burnt because the kayin is a shutif. So Ben Bukhri says kayanim don't give matzis hashekel. Now, as you all know, the kayanim do, because Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai argues. He says kol kayin shein a shekel nikra chayte. So if you don't do it, you're a chayte. But what happened to the kasha? He doesn't answer the kasha. So. What?
Which mincha would be?
Oh, good. Yeah. What you're saying? I'm going to mention that also. So any mincha tzibur? You daven on Yom Tov, but a carbon tzibur you say mincha tzibur in this game? Mincha tzibur in this game. What about the? Not in the sachet. The sachet are not burned. The sachet are poured. No, the mincha. No, I don't think so.
I think we
so we'll have to figure it out. But the idea is an idea that there's a Shem Tzibur. There was expression Tzibur is loy meis, and like Rav Chaim is saying, it's really the same thing. When somebody gives, when there's a karba chatos shemesu balea, so it's a karban meis. Even if you have five shutfim in a karban chatos and one dies, it's a meis. So the question is, the Ragged Shabbos says, is every carbon seabor, someone died since the shkalim were given. So how do you bring a chatis at seabor? So the answer is that seabor like meis. The idea of a seabor is a chativa of a seabor. It's a chativa achas, it's one guf called a seabor. And therefore, as some sefer writes in the tshuva, and this is in Yeridea, tshuva reish chaf, that when a city makes a neder that requires hataras nedarim, they could just send a representative. He says, the representative of the tzibur is the neder. After all, the people didn't make the neder, the tzibur made the neder. So b'meila, there's this musig of tzibur leimeis, of a tzibur being a sort of a group of Klal Yisrael, which is the group by itself. And, okay, b'meila, that's the Rambam source that smicha to come back. Right, the Rambam holds the smicha, even though smicha is gone, you need smicha ish m'pi yishom ha'ish Rabbeinu. The Rambam says if the whole tzibur in Eretz Yisrael gets together, they can renew the smicha. Mechitesi. You need ish m'pi yish. So the Rangachov explains that's the idea. The idea is that tzibur loimeis. It's the same tzibur that got smicha in Har Sinai. Tzibur loimeis, it's a hemshech of the tzibur. There's a sefer mefaneach tzifaynos. The Tzofnes Parneach was a genius, but he wrote in riddles. He wrote everything in riddles. There's one great one in the Ragged Shav. You got to hear this. He wrote to a tshuva that he wrote to Shel, the kash is better than the teretz. Ayin, simin vav. I think it's little space akisei sif whatever it is. So God, what's that doing? Little space akisei. So he looked it up. It says there that when someone's in the bathroom, it's a sakana litchay kesatzmai. Not supposed to push too hard. Excuse me. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sakana litchay kesatzmai. So he writes to this person, ayin, whatever it is, simin above, sim gimel, and so Rabbi Menachem Kasher took all the Ragachavas that he could get his hands on and what he had then, and he, the Ragachavas printed with his arichos on the bottom. You look at Tzofzaneach HaMakis, you'll see, it has his arichos on bottom. See, he wrote a sefer, Mefaneach Tzvunais. It's a gavaldik sefer, it's not so common. He took topics. And he has a perek tzibur. And under tzibur, he connects what the Ragachava said, all the places, this yisayid. He has a lot of such yisayidais. And this yisayid, the tzibur leimeis, chativ achas, he collects what the Ragachava said. But the Ragachava is not a das yachid, like I said, some sefer says it here. So we pick up in Yitzhashem on Siflamid.